bought sheep, and that was in 40, the 1940s. And we had a sheep permit up at Molo's Pass. And we take them up there in the summertime, bring them home in the winter, feed them hay on this ranch that we purchased and the ones that we rented.
Okay. You mentioned a front room. Was that a room that you just used when you had guests into the house, or was that a room y'all would use in the evening?
It was a family room, is really what it was, but it was, you ate in the kitchen, and then you went in the front room to play the piano or to relax and listen to the radio or whatever.
How was it heated? How was the house heated?
At first it was heated with a coal stove.
And where was that located?
Well, we had a coal stove in the front room or the living room, and it pretty well heated the house. And then we cooked on a coal stove, a coal range, and that heated up the house too. Believe me, because it was going all the time. Mm-hmm. With extras around, you had to have meals and always had to be baking. And
yes, ma'am. Did you have a fireplace?
No.
Never did.
No, never did. Never did really want one, because I always figured if they weren't put in right, they were dirty. Mm. I had enough dirt as it was with the ashes.
I just wondered if there were a few terms about a fireplace that you may or may not know them, but just what people might around here might call the thing that the smoke goes out of on a fireplace.
We just always called it the chimney.
Okay. And a bare place in front of the fireplace, a lot of times would be made of rock.
Right.
Do you know if there was a word for that?
Our son had a fireplace, and I can't remember that they call that anything in particular.
And have you ever heard the word hearth?
Yes, I've heard it, but that isn't what I thought a hearth was.
Was there a place above the actual fireplace where you could set like a wood?
Like a mantle?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And inside a fireplace, metal things that you might set the wood on. Do you know
a grate? They call them grates.
And little pieces of wood that you would use to start a fire, maybe even a
kindling.
And was there a name for a big piece of wood that you might put in a fireplace that might burn all night?
I guess it would be a chunk of wood or a log.
Okay.
Now, they in their fireplace, they burned copal at night.
Okay. So even in fireplaces, sometimes people would burn copal. Okay. Did you have any storage spaces in the house, places where you could store things?
Not very much. We still don't have. No. We had a little pantry, and then later on we changed that pantry into, we put a stairway to the upstairs and did away with that little pantry. And upstairs we put a little storage room right over where the pantry used to be, where I could keep my canning supplies and things like that.
Did you have any place, maybe a place off of the bedroom to put clothes?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We had to, we built a clothes closet when we enlarged the house. We built a master bedroom, and in that we built a clothes closet.
Okay. When did y'all actually move into this house?
We moved here June the 30th of 87.
But how about the old house, the old ranch house?
Oh.
When did you move into it?
We moved into it, we were married June the 6th of 29. And we stayed with my parents until we got the house in a livable condition. Victor had been working in the mines all winter, and he came down and farmed the ranch that was between my family's home and his home where he was raised, and he stayed with my parents until we were married.
Did you mentioned a place underneath the house that you would go down into? What was that called?
That we called it a basement, but it was just a hole in the ground.
Okay.
It was never sealed off. It was never walled up like it should have been. But we did put shelves in it, and we stored our fruit. And
okay. Stored food down there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have to use it to hide from storms?
No. Okay. No.
Okay. Don't get those around here much?
No. Not tornadoes type